Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Via Hemp, let's talk about it. Via Hemp offers THC and non-THC craft cannabis experiences. Now, I love a non-THC option when it comes to your overall wellness. I'm talking sleep aid, maybe anxiety if you have that. Well, that's where Via comes into play. And did you know even a non-THC option, if you're doing fertility or IVF, can be helpful? Look into that. Well, Via is incredible. You got to be 21 plus. You can get 15% off with my exclusive code TSFS when you go to ViaHemp, ViaHemp.com. They have all kinds of lifestyle products. And like I said, the best part is with the THC or without, so you don't have the buzzy. Don't you love my cannabis lingo? I mean, the buzzy. Anyway, you know, I'm unique. What can I say? Look, order now. You're going to love Via Hemp. Use the code TSFS to receive 15% off and a one-time free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use the code TSFS at checkout. Support the show. Tell them I sent you and enhance your everyday life with Via Hemp.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We have David Yonta from Behind the Velvet Rope podcast with us today. Don't forget to get your tickets. They will sell out. VIP is already a third sold out for June 5th. It all starts at 7 o'clock. You're going to get all the details at eventbrite.com, or you can just look in the description of this podcast episode for tickets. It's our We Don't Want to Leave the House tour. We know you don't either. Grab a glass of wine. We're going to have a ball and talk shit. Get your tickets, $15 and $30 for VIP. Such a deal. And like I said, VIP going so fast. We're not even a month away. So it's crazy. Today on the podcast, is Bethany Frankel's Just Be Divorced ever returning, or did Jason Hoppe put a stop to it? And Tom Sandoval responding to Rachel Levis and that porn lawsuit. Let's get into it.
What else you want for rapid fire?
I want Tom Sandoval responding to Rachel Levis's lawsuit, the porn lawsuit, that he and Ariana traded a sexually explicit video of her, and therefore it is internet porn trafficking or whatever. Sandoval says this is Rachel extending her 2 minutes of fame, wants it thrown out, says it has zero merit. She sent it to him. Okay. So she, you know, you are sending your own sex tape. I don't know how that works. I don't know how that works. I mean, this is the thing, but I don't know the law. I agree. You know, everybody knows this now. It's not like the internet was founded yesterday. We're two decades in, folks. You know,
I think he's claiming that I thought that he recorded it without her knowing. But I see, which I still think, I've said this
before.
Well,
forgive me. Is that it? Because then that's...
But also, different. I've said before, I think her case, everyone's going to say I pick on Ariana. I think her case against Ariana, if it was disseminated, is stronger than her case against Tom. They're two separate cases. Ariana has also spoken out in an interview recently to say that she is just shocked beyond belief that Rachel was doing this. So they both have some issues with this lawsuit. Well, I'm not shocked.
He says it's, quote, a thinly veiled attempt to extend Levis's fame and rebrand herself as the victim instead of the other woman. The filing alleges that Levis, 29, is also denigrating her former friend Ariana Maddox as a scorned woman and her former paramour Scandoval as predatory. The attorney claims since November of 2023, Levis has actively maintained a proactive podcast to further bend the narrative to her will. Furthermore, the legal response alleges that Levis' claim against Scandoval are based on her allegation that he surreptitiously recorded two videos of her.
I think he recorded it. That's what she's claiming.
State of undress and masturbating during their less than discreet public affair. The attorneys counter that allegation, claiming these videos were created by Levis and published by Levis to Sandoval via a consensual exchange on FaceTime. Based on Levis's own allegations, Scandoval merely saved private copies of the video that Levis filmed and shared with him. So then who did film it? We've got to find out in court.
We have to find out who filmed it. And I think that is, I see both sides as far as what they're arguing. I think the basis of Tom's case goes to who recorded it. I think if he recorded it, yeah.
I agree.
Obviously, they're going to. Now, with Ariana, it's a whole different case. It's, was it disseminated? She says she didn't send it. But if she sent it, revenge porn has a real, it's harsh penalties. So they're totally separate charges. They are totally separate. Dissemination has nothing to do with the recording. So even if whoever recorded it, even if Raquel recorded it, I think that Tom has a good defense, but I don't think Ariana does if she disseminated it. Does that make sense? Is everyone following?
It does.
Two separate things.
It does.
Is everyone so shocked that she's filing this? No, not at all. I would file it within 1 second as well. This is the real world. And if you did this, I don't give a fuck about the court of public opinion. I'm going after both of you. So I don't know why they're so shocked. The lawyers are saying, you know, a lot of people are saying to me, like in the comments, like, how could you defend Rachel? She is rewriting revisionist history and she's painting herself out to be the victim. Like, well, I mean, that is what her podcast is about. There is, you know, do we know that she wants it? You know, yeah, it takes two to tango, but I understand her arguments that this man was older and she was in a vulnerable state. Like, I understand it all. To your point that you brought up here recently, It Girl PR and our friend, like she's, it's a brilliant, I'm not even saying it's false. I'm just saying it's a brilliant, I mean, isn't that what everyone does after, I mean, isn't that what Ariana's doing? I mean, taking this victim and making it the most professional thing she's ever done. And are you, I mean, what is going to happen to Ariana's, I mean, does she need to triple down anymore and how mad she is at Tom? Like, do these opportunities go away that she's no longer Ariana the victim? I don't think so. I think we're past that now. And she has a hosting gig where she could, that hosting gig is more important than Vanderpump Rules. If we talked about, you know, Stacey Roche, you know, she didn't work out, the new RHOP girl allegedly in some of the jobs she had. If Ariana shows up in season 3, she will no longer be Ariana from Vanderpump Rules. She will be the host of Love is Blind and the host making a real shitload of money. And I mean, you're a host that could go on for 30 years if you do it right. Have you ever heard of Pat Sajak and Vanna White? Have you ever heard of Alex Trebek? He was there till the bitter end, sweetie. So I don't know what my point is. It does not shock me that Rachel Levis is suing. I would sue as well. This is the real world and there are real lawyers and I'd be doing the exact same thing. I understand Tom's defense. Absolutely. That's a good one. Let's see who recorded it. I don't know. It's going to get interesting, isn't it? What else you got?
Okay. Kim Zolciak. I've officially unfollowed Kim Zolciak Bierman, who posted a picture in recent weeks that made it look like, I don't even remember. What's his name?
Croy. She said Croy is dead. She said R.I.P. Croy and
Lincoln bio or something, you know.
And her daughter, not Brielle.
I've unfollowed. I just think it's. And did you click the link? Like to me, it's such clickbait because she's done this herself. She's in a hospital bed with an oxygen mask, and it's not good. Lincoln bio. Am I pregnant? Lincoln bio. You know. Is Brielle pregnant? Link in bio. She wants you to go there and buy some sort of MLM probably or whatever stuff she's got, she's hawking. So I
she wants you to buy something. Her other daughter, not Brielle, did a TikTok saying that she is just, she lost her breath. She almost fell to the floor. She could not believe. She thought that her, you know, father figure, father, stepfather, whatever you want to call it, was dead. And this is the problem with the little woman, the little housewife that cried wolf. We all know how it works now with Kim Zolciak Behrman. So I don't click on anything of hers. You're smart that you unfollowed her. I should unfollow her.
I'm done. She and Bethany, I've unfollowed. And again, that was my other kind of last one for you today was I mean, do you have anything else to say about Kim? I don't. It's just, it's desperate. No. It's there's another woman, amazing, if she'd played her cards differently, would be back on television, could have multiple TV offers because she's so entertaining. But she's so desperate now, and it's so, it's such a joke that she's done. And unfortunately, I think she's hurting, maybe not, her daughter's chances. But now people give the kids a lot of chances. Actually, I have two more things for you. One, did you see Rebecca Minkoff video with Uba from Real Housewives of New York? So they must definitely be filming with Miss Minkoff.
Filming. She's apparently having fun. Are we going to see Scientology on the show? Mm. Or is all that going to be swept to the side? Because as you say, they don't want to deal with real issues in life. Scientology's an interesting one. They deal with religion on Salt Lake and Mormonism and, you know, bad Mormon and leaving the church and... Or is this too much to bring up? And if you're a friend of, I don't even know, maybe that's why she's a friend of. And we don't really know she's a friend of. I think we're filming and we're going to see how. But don't you have to show your life? I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's why she doesn't want to talk about that.
That's a great question because I want to know more, right? Like I really want to know more. We've obviously known more from Leah Remini, who's done amazing work in exposing Scientology.
Miss Remini will have a whole new group of things to talk about every week if this is on the show.
But, you know, it'd be interesting to hear a lot of Mormons love Mormonism. Mitt Romney. You know, I mean, there's a lot of Mormons that love Mormonism, so which Lisa Barlow does defend. Wouldn't it be interesting to hear somebody that loves Scientology and what good Scientology has done? Because it's never going away. I mean, it's never going away. There's always going to be Scientologists. Hey, I'm Catholic. I mean, Lord, Catholic Church said a mess. You know, there's still people that love being. I actually love being Catholic. I don't know. It's just so many generations of my family. But, you know, they've done crazy stuff too. So I don't know. I actually want to see it. I want to see it. She credits it for doing a lot for her.
I would like to see it.
Now, the other thing, though, is Bethany Frankel has deleted, I believe, the Just Be divorce. Let's see where it's at.
And right then now. I have to say something about Brandy and Phaedra. Well, I talked about this on my Sunday emergency afternoon show, too. People are like, what a great idea or what a great thought process. I go back to like, I don't think Bethany stops anything. I know that she says the passing of her mother has been very traumatic. I am not taking that away from her. My studies have shown that when you lose somebody that you are estranged from, mm-hmm. it actually could be more traumatic than if you were speaking to your mother or father every day. The estrangement leads to a whole different reflecting on life and guilt. And it really, so I understand this is deep for her. And I understand talking about her divorce is deep. I just go to like, I think you did this because Jason must have violated something and you must have said, we're talking about it. I don't give a shit because Jason did this. And if you try to stop me from talking about this, I'm going to call Jason on this, which he violated these 13 things. I think Jason's involved and the lawyers are involved. And whether Bethany would win or not, I think you have PTSD. No one wins in a lawsuit. This is why Shannon Bedore wanted to avoid it with John. I think Bethany thinks back to the 5-year divorce or whatever it was that she had. And all the millions and millions and millions of dollars that she spent just to end up paying him something. And she's like, it's just not worth it because the podcast is going to make X amount of dollars. And now I'm going to be tied up and I'm going to spend Y in legal fees. And I don't want that in my life. I'm so happy with my daughter. So I think Jason fucking came forward and stopped it. I think it is very convenient that she's saying it's too traumatic to speak about her mother and the divorce at the same time. I think, and that is an ode to Bethany Frankel. I mean, listen, if you came for me right now and said you need to stop the Behind the Velvet Rope podcast or we're going to sue you, sue me, and my left dick and my right dick are going to take a fucking piss on your goddamn face, and I will spend every fucking penny I have to defend myself and sue you back and ruin the fuck out of you. Okay, so no one's coming for me and my podcast. I just think Bethany, it's Bethany is a businesswoman. She's so smart. I think she would do 800 things at once if it meant making more money. So I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it up into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of five-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20.
Sorry. Wow. I am really insufferable today. I am truly insufferable.
This is my my podcast partner, everybody. I'm doing a live show with this one. Can you believe it?
I am insufferable. Okay. You could all hate me today. There's a lot here.
First of all, I want to hear you speak more on parent estrangement. I feel like that struck a chord with you. Is there anything else a therapy hour?
But this is why I do life coaching on the weekends, darling. I am apparently Bethany and I know it all. So there's no estrangements in my family, but that does bring up a proven clinical thing that if you are estranged from someone and they pass, it's a different type of loss and it does cut deep a lot of the times. Thank you for understanding.
Okay. I want to hear more about your personal life.
Well, you can DM me and ask for my hourly rate. And someone today, I'm going to get back to, they asked if I would do a half an hour instead of an hour. And sure, I'll do that for half the rate. And I'm even going to give them a little bit of a deal. Go on. This is really serious.
All right. Then the other thing. Okay, we'll skip the suing because we know how you operate. Then three, you did touch on what I believe is now. Don't you think 100%? This divorce lasted for a decade. You don't think they have NDAs and MDAs and this and that clause? I mean, the fact that she, I think you nailed it. he must have violated something. And she said, oh, then that's it. I'm doing, because she knew it would get clicks. And now we're three episodes in and I don't think they'll ever re-air. I mean, I just don't think
she's like,
ever,
I'm in for the fight of my life and I just don't care. Look, you're going to fight for your life if it's making a ton of money, if it's, but she's just like, it's going to make money. But I think she's like, the what I'm going to spend in legal fees, it's just not worth it. I don't care.
I think it's too late though. The damage has been done. She's going to be sued again. Is she trying to lose her $80 million fortune? I feel like this woman is, I don't know. I don't know if she's almost self-sabotaging. I don't know. It's like, stop. This is what bothers me. This is what I'm saying about women. And I know men do this too. So it's not just women. It's just, I love to see women win because we're in the era where women can win in huge ways. You're seeing it with Taylor Swift and Beyonce.
My advice for Bethany, advice, if she were to pay my fee, and I wouldn't even charge her more, even though she has a lot of money. My advice for her, if she was in my weekend course, would be to disband your social media. All of it.
It's like Britney Spears.
Just live your life. Never work again. Now, if people want to book you for like a motivational tour to be a woman that speaks in business, she probably gets like 10 grand ahead to go speak. Do that. Show up at a college, get on the stage, speak about business, motivate women and women empowerment. Do those things. And other than that, wake up and say, I'm not working today or tomorrow. And I'm spending every day with my daughter. Okay. That's my advice to her. Don't work. Step away. And who cares?
No, I think you need to work. But it's like, produce your own shows. Like, she had this great thing going on her YouTube. You and I kind of talked about it, where she was almost going out and doing these reviews. And it was great. And I was like, God, let's pay her $25,000 to just be brutal and review us, right? Like, how fucking great would that be?
Sarah did say that. She said, and I said, well, I said, I think it would cost, I don't think she would do it for less than that. Right?
Well, great. I would have paid that fee. Okay. That would have been epic to be. She had like developed her own YouTube show where she went out and did the makeup reviews and extended it to other things because she does have that knack for being brutally honest, but yet showing you what she likes. Do your own reality show. And then she's tried numerous. She's been on Shark Tank. They booted her. She did a Kevin O'Leary MSNBC. Again, she'll never say it was canceled, but it's not coming back. So, you don't need Kevin. Do it on your own. You're the star. You should be doing Tabitha Salon Takeover, the reboot, going in, looking at people's books. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? You need to fire your daughter. You need to have a heart-to-heart. Like, she could be such a rock star of getting attention, helping people, being obnoxious, but with a cause. This is just another fart in the wind with her. It's like every day you turn on the... you open your phone and it's just a fart in the wind by Bethany Frankel. Stop. It's like Oprah. It's because Oprah, one of the greatest, what she has done, she deserves so many flowers, but cripes, it is so desperate. Give money to Maui. Give money to me. Give money. Ozempic. I'm on Ozempic. I still care about what I look like at 70 fucking years old as a two-time over billionaire. Who cares? It's so desperate and thirsty. And now Gail King is like, stop. You know,
what the hell is Gail King saying?
Thirsty. Just every, you know, new show with this person and it doesn't work. And new with this and that. And Gail's doing, it's like, oh my God. Just guys, sit in your own power for a second and do something that's not me, 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 me. Even though I'm 60 years old and 70 years old. It's like, just, they're so... And the men do it too. I mean, my God. And so many of these men, they drag themselves out and facelifts and hair clips. And oh my God, it's so foolish. I mean, and we love them. It's like, you'd be so respected if you did one good thing in a calm manner, you know, that helps other people, that really connects with your audience, but you can also be a douche. So this is why I'm obsessed with Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports. I feel like he does it so well. It's just like it's in moderation.
He owns that he's a douche and telling Kim Kardashian to go fuck herself.
Yes, but he's not. And, you know, I mean, he has redeeming qualities. He raises money for ordinary people. Now he's raising money for pets with misspeeches. I don't want a dog. I'm not giving to it. But, you know, he's out there and you know, he's true to who he is. Unfortunately, he wants to be a bachelor for life, I guess. I don't know. I mean, unfortunately, that's like what he wants to do.
He but does? It just, oh.
Yes, which is why he broke up with his girlfriend, who we all –
I understand, sweetie.
It's what I like about you. Just own it. But I feel like they're just these women just like so desperate everywhere.
I'm glad to see I'm not the only one here behind the velvet rope, Sarah Fraser show today, who's caused themselves to go into some rants. Apparently, we should just title this show Rants, because I mean,
keep going, girl.
I am feeling less insufferable than I was 10 minutes ago. I'm still just over myself today. But apparently, we're both on a real time.
Beyonce does it well. Taylor Swift does it well. Sandra Bullock does it well. They're just not desperate. They're not everywhere to everybody all the time.
What about Madonna? I know you're going to feel that she's a little bit desperate. I know what you're going to say.
But not the worst, but a little desperate. A little desperate.
What about Julia Roberts?
Mentally ill and desperate.
What about Julia Roberts?
Class act. Does it right.
George Clooney.
Class act. Does it right.
Okay.
You don't see that. Okay. They just are not out there. Like, and I know what people are going to say. You know, and you bring up a good point. It's like, what are they supposed to do? Crawl
Julia
under
is
a rock?
Class act.
Like, you know, they're supposed to be out there doing. You know, well, that's what they're supposed to do.
But I would crawl under a rock.
Tom Brady is getting a little desperate. It's like, dude, you're one of the greatest. And now he's everywhere. You know, it's like, enough. Hawking this, hawking that. I mean,
what about Tori Spelling?
Desperate.
I can't even ask for the straight face. I'm sorry.
And I love Tori. We actually follow each other on Instagram. I love her. But it's so... It's so desperate and chaotic. And to your point, you're in your 50s. I know she can't pull back because she needs the money.
Well, Tori is actually less desperate because she needs the money. So it's like a dire situation.
Right.
She does need the money. So that's like at least like Bethany Frankel, Oprah, they don't exactly need the money.
That's why it's just even double desperate. It's like.
You know who's not desperate? Can I just tell you who is not? And that's why I like Rachel Levis. I don't find her to be desperate. I really don't. She's wearing the same top. Everyone's going to say at Stagecoach that.
Not sure how I feel. That could be a coincidence. That could just be a simple coincidence. Or that could be, are you troll? Like, if you're trying to troll these guys now, like.
Then you get a little desperate. Okay, I get it. But you know who's not desperate? Jesus Christ, you made me lose my thought. It was such. Oh, my God. Oh, do you know who I don't think is desperate? And this is why Zoe loves her. This Denise Richards. She pops up on my Instagram feed yesterday. She's in that kitchen. She's talking about what she's making. It's really Denise is just when she says she is Denise fucking Richards, she means it. She's not desperate. She's really blue jean in the home, the same home we saw on the show. It's nice. It's a nice nor great house, but it's not like, you know, the Los or Lisa Vanderpump. I don't find Vanderpump desperate either. But like this Denise Richards, she just popped up before we got on the air and just at home talking about baking and she burnt the cookies. And I'm like, Denise is just in her own world in like the best way possible. Really?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Not desperate. Oh, this is we should do this for our live show. We should have a whole segment of desperate versus not desperate.
I mean,
like
it's a little, is it desperate to be 60 or 50 something on OnlyFans and then you're doing it with your daughter? I don't know.
No, because I don't think Denise either has unlimited funds. I think that she.
Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.com. Co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right? You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
You know who's desperate? Speaking of OnlyFans, McSwiney. Now that's the difference. Like Denise's is a business proposition. She's in her bikini and she's like, happy weekend, guys. You know where to find me. That's different than McSwiney, who's like, first of all, you don't make more money in a week than you did on your first year of Roni. You do not make $60,000 a week on OnlyFans, Aaliyah McSwiney. You just don't. A week? That's $240,000 a month. No, I'm calling bullshit. I love this game, though. Desperate okay. or not desperate. I love it.
And there's just no need of these people. They're such amazing human beings. And even Bethany, who I've been very critical of. Bethany, to do what she has done, is a star. She has that star quality.
I like her. There's nobody that is more quick-witted to me mm-hmm. in the history of Housewives with the comeback, the clapback, the one-liners, then Bethany Frankel. Honestly, I think she's the master. I do. I think she's better than NeNe. I do. For me.
Angelina, look, I'm getting ready to do a podcast to talk about Angelina Jolie. Not desperate. You know, she just like comes in, like there's an aura like about her. You don't see her everywhere. It's more deliberate. Brad Pitt, the same way. They're not desperate. It's just some of these people, ugh. My God, how much, you know, it's just so, I can't even believe it's, it. Kim Zolciak, the most.
To take it full circle before we wrap up, you know how I was started with my rant about Sonia, how I don't like people who live above their means. My other big turnoff in life is thirst. I don't like thirst. So I hear you. I don't like desperate. Nobody likes desperate. The person that everyone wants to date, the person everyone wants to be friends with, person that everyone wants to, it's someone who's not thirsty. My advice to Bethany is I would just go and live my life. Your daughter is set for the rest of her life. Just enjoy your time and be on social media, but stop with all the angst. Stoppable
I don't
angst.
Look, you say this about Madonna. I don't think that these people should give it up. I mean, they, you know, they have a lot of time.
I don't think Madonna is desperate or should give it up. I think her concerts, if you were paying attention, people, this was her art installation reflection on her career. This wasn't just a greatest hits tour. It was a reflection on the cultural impact that this woman has made to society, which it is unbelievable. She was there for the LGBTQIA plus community when no one else was before their time. She has changed the game, Madonna. She has changed the game for women. She has changed the game for gays. She has changed the game for her concert is a reflection on everything she has accomplished culturally as it relates to her impact on the world. It's the same thing as having an art installation. She just did it on a grand stage and made hundreds of millions of dollars doing so. I don't know where she goes from here. I mean, I'm depressed in thinking that this is the end. She hasn't called in an end tour, but this was so grand. I don't know what you, this was such a look back. She has so many years left. What's the next tour going to be? Where's the next album? Are we going to continue making the movie with Julia Gardner? I hope so. You got me. I'm so sorry, guys. I get riled up. Everyone seems to love when I get riled up at you, but I'm over it.
We're all over the map this week, but
I have to go do a kickoff call with Melissa Rivers right now.
All right, well, go do that. I'm going to tape a episode of Even the Rich podcast, who I love those ladies. And
Angelina.
We're talking Angelina Jolie.
She just opened. She's the producer for The Outsiders on Broadway.
Yes. Yes. With her daughter.
Some research.
Yep.
She went and she was at the premiere. So see, talk about
and
The Outsiders.
Embroiled in a bitter. She's in a Bethany kind of divorce with Mr. Pitt. I mean, they are fighting.
Who
over
knew?
Their...
Who knew that? See, that shocks me. That one shocks me looking back. Angie and Brad, at the time, that shocked me.
Well, he was an alcoholic. Really. Now he's been sober. But, you know, they were living a fast life here of alcohol and huge star power. And I'm sure the sex was unbelievable, but that doesn't keep you together. So
can you imagine?
No,
the sex?
I think they – and then, yeah, well, and that, you know, look, they had that incident, that plane, private jet plane incident that we may never know the truth, but it sounds along the lines of he got drunk and – choked her against the wall and then hit the kid. That right there will change everybody's dynamic. That's hard to come back from.
You don't come back from it.
Nope. But he's apparently sober. Kids. You know, there's a very elite AA group of actors and actresses with Robert Downey Jr. who kind of leads it. And he's sober. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the thing with Brad Pitt, right, is he's just so fucking handsome. He's just such a movie star in a way that we may never see again. And so you see him in that tux all dressed and it's just like, oh my God, movie star. And she's a movie star too, but isn't mm-hmm. that a crazy divorce? And Mirabelle, their wine estate chateau in France is like a legit, they produce some insanely high-end award-winning wines and they're fighting over it. And she alleges he's trying to bankrupt the hell out of her very quietly.
Wow. Well, I'm going to be tuning into this episode that you're on.
I got to tune into Bill Rancic because I'm a huge fan. I have met Mr. Rancic and Juliana Rancic and they're incredible.
Salt of the earth.
They're amazing people. They're really good people.
We got on and before we started the thing, and there was a network involved that was going to come on and listen. Before we even got on, he's like, where are you in the world? Of course, I had to start talking about how I split my time between New York and LA and how I just wound up. I had to prove that I was like of the, you know, ilk business-wise to, oh, Mr. Rancic had so many questions. Where's, oh, I used to live there right there on Central Park West. And just the nicest, loveliest. Love him.
Not
it was
thirsty.
A great interview too.
Not thirsty. Those two left Hollywood. You know, she had that whole incident where, you know, from Fashion Police. And
did we talk about that? Did we not talk about that?
I gotta listen. Okay. And you know, they never. She apologized, and they step back from Hollywood, and I think they're so happy with their lives and their son, and they still have products and restaurants, but they seem like they have another life. Like yet she's one of the most impactful for millennial women. We grew up wanting to be her. You know, she was just such a star on E, and what she's accomplished.
She's excellent. Love them. All right. Love you.
Love you too.
Get your tickets. I can't keep Melissa Rivers waiting. I'll be in trouble.
June 5th.
No, but this was also an hour. June 5th, right?
June 5th. Get your tickets at Eventbrite. Yep. Come join.
$15 regular. Submit your questions. If you want to ask us something on the spot, which we cannot say no to, in an after hours VIP room, which will be a small room, and we will answer every question that is asked, time permitting. Buy the VIP for $30.
Bye, gorgeous. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.